And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this week in a pair of cases that could finally settle whether biological reality really matters in women's sports. West Virginia Attorney General J.B. McCuskey predicts a 9-0 decision, noting a fairly obvious point that biological males are bigger, faster, and stronger than girls, creating unfair and unsafe competition. That's common sense that I think the majority of us listening to this newscast would agree with. While we're on the topic of protecting women, Britain is rushing toward decriminalizing abortion entirely, and experts are warning that this will lead to widespread sex-selective abortions targeting girls. The measure, which is buried in the Crime and Policing Bill alongside 1,482 other amendments, was rushed through with just 46 minutes of debate and would allow abortion up to birth for any reason. Governor Tim Walz compared federal immigration enforcement to the Civil War last week, invoking Minnesota's role at Gettysburg while his state faces unprecedented federal crackdowns over massive fraud. The USDA just cut all federal funding to Minnesota and Minneapolis, citing the $250 million Feeding Our Future scheme, where 78 people have been charged with siphoning COVID funds through fake children's meal programs. Secretary Brooke Rollins wrote that billions were stolen by fraudsters while state officials have zero plan to fix it. Between Feeding Our Future and various Medicaid fraud cases, 95 people have been charged. Scandal so severe that Walz abandoned his third-term gubernatorial run. Now he's calling ICE enforcement authoritarian, while others are saying the fraud is much worse than state officials have even led anyone to believe. Utah just created a regulatory sandbox, which is allowing AI to write prescription refills autonomously, suspending state regulations and limiting your ability to sue if things go wrong. Now Utah's letting AI operate completely without any physician oversight. No other industry gets this kind of legal immunity in its infancy. And it's dangerous. Tucker Carlson focused last week on Florida's anti-Semitism law that criminalizes criticism of Israel. He noted that Governor DeSantis flew to Israel to sign hate speech legislation for Florida, calling it both unconstitutional and an elaborate humiliation. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins claimed you don't have the right to say things that harm others or call for Israel's destruction. Carlson and Megyn Kelly both pointed out that the First Amendment exists precisely to protect offensive speech. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.